good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
A kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. They are. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting honest Native news, stories, and events from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Right on. And we just got to give a quick shout out to all our allies out there that aren't Native and that support us and in a good way, and we support them. And it's just been a great collaboration over the past 7 years here, Haley. And also, this is an anniversary that you told me about before the show about Standing Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the 8th year anniversary yesterday of the start of the Dakota Resistance Camps for No Dapple.
Yeah, and that's really changed a lot of people's lives over the years and started things and gave amplification of what was going on in Native country. And, you know, Wendy and I were there, and there were over 20,000 people there during Thanksgiving week, and it was amazing. It was probably the second or third largest city in North Dakota at that time, and they were all wanting to protect the water, and it was amazing. And again, it started out where the pipeline was going somewhere else, and they said, no, why don't you put it through the Standing Rock Reservation? And we came out there, and also as part of starting Native Roots Radio, because we started this show originally talking about what was happening at Standing Rock every week and having updates on that. And so Native Roots Radio started from the Standing Rock No Dapple protests that was happening all over the country, but all over the world. People from all over the world were in North Dakota during that time. So it was pretty amazing and life-changing thing for many people, including Wendy and I.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's so hard to believe that was 8 years ago. I know that we talk about the show has been going on for 7 years, but the start of it all really was just a year before that even. So always good to remember that. And, you know, us Natives and allies, we're always going to show up for things like that.
Yeah. When I went down there with the first time, and I believe it was in October, with students from the school I was teaching at, and MN350 and Ho-Chunk Nation helped pay for the buses that went down there. And it was amazing. There was only about 1,000 people there at the camp, which was quite a few. And we had a student, Nolan, that was down there a couple weeks earlier, and there was only a few people there keeping an eye on the digging of the pipeline heading towards the river. And Haley, there was a plane or a helicopter flying 24/7 while we were there. And for the longest time after that, I think Wendy and I both, every time we saw a helicopter, would look up and kind of go, wow, you know. It was kind of it was totally a weird situation. And with that, and it was again, amazing thing that happened. I believe a lot of things happen in a good way because of that too, with people recognizing that Natives are still here and still have the struggle. And we were here amplifying that here on Native Roots Radio.
Absolutely. Yeah. So just keep an eye on that. No dapple going on out there. Bringing it back, though, to the Twin Cities, I want to mention one of our great sponsors, Native American Community Clinic, NAC, has another cedar ceremony happening this Thursday, April 4th, tomorrow at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center in Minneapolis at 5 p.m. Again, that's NAC's cedar ceremony.
Absolutely. Hey, and who do we have on for guests today? We have our Wednesday lineup. It's going to be an all Ho Chunk segment here soon.
Yes, absolutely. We have our Ho Chunk sister, Arvina Martin, who is the executive director of Emerge Wisconsin. So we're going to talk some election stuff, I'm sure, some politics. Also, I know there's another thing going on at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center this weekend, and that is their spring market happening this Friday, April 5th, you know, and that's going to be a really big turnout with vendors. So I'm excited to go over to the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, find some new earrings, some big auntie earrings, and just, you know, have a good time with all of the friends and relatives out there. And then also, kind of going out of the cities here this weekend, we have the 39th annual University of Minnesota Morris Powwow happening Saturday, April 6th at the Cougar Sports Center in Morris, Minnesota. Admission is free and a feast will be provided. Doors open at 9 a.m. Again, that is the 39th annual University of Minnesota Morris Powwow at the Cougar Sports Center in Morris, Minnesota.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. Again, everybody listening, always ask. And when you go to these markets, it's exciting because you have native artists there and you can meet the artist. But if you're out and about, always ask who made these things, because we know there's superstores that have really good appropriation going on. And so you want to support natives. Anybody, if they're selling the earrings or the jewelry, it's anybody can wear it, and that's the reason why they're selling it. It's open, and you're supporting the native artists that are beading this with each prayer or designing this, whether it's a t-shirt. And I just noticed, Haley, I'm wearing the same t-shirt I did yesterday.
Oh, I think I'm wearing one of the t-shirts you wore earlier in the week too. But you know,
well, Wendy and I are still in New York, and we went to the beach, and it's like a hurricane or a, not a hurricane. What would that be, Wendy? Oh, it is a hurricane.
Yeah.
And the wind is blowing and howling, and we're thinking about, I think it's going to lighten up at midnight around, and we're going to try and make it home. And I know Wisconsin's gotten hit by a lot of snow, and we're going to have Arvina on here soon and talk over some of the results and what happened yesterday's primary in Wisconsin. And she's totally plugged in, so it'll be interesting to hear what she has to say about that. And we'll have Bob Blake from Red Lake on later on too, talking Solar Bear with the Solar News.
I'm excited to hear about what else is going on up there with Red Lake and all of that fun stuff. I just want to mention too, for our Minnesota friends and everyone here in the Twin Cities, we can keep voting for the Twin Cities Star Tribune for Minnesota's best, and a couple Native organizations that are in there. You can actually cast your vote still for NACD's Four Sisters Farmers Market under Shopping and under Farmers Market. Again, that's NACD's Four Sisters Farmers Market. And also you can vote for Vig Guitar Shops under Shopping and Musical Instrument Store. That is Angie Vig, Vig Guitar off of Stelling there. They'll help you out with any and all of your instrument needs.
I still got to go there and get a strap for my guitar so I can walk around and play the guitar in the house.
Yeah, well, they have some of the coolest straps out there. I would buy one, and I don't even play, so.
Well, I don't either, but that's never stopped me from buying something. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're going to have Arvina Martin on here in the next segment, and we're excited, and we're doing the radio show here out east. We're an hour ahead, and Wendy and I will be eating right after the show, and we're excited. We have Indian food from India.
Ooh, lucky you.
We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
We are a Lusa Nation.
that sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. With concrete and masonry adding substantial value to your home, it's always a great idea to repair your sidewalks or just add a beautiful new patio. Cracks or heaving in your sidewalks due to tree roots can be dangerous. Native Concrete and Masonry has helped clients across the metro to make their outdoor space safer and helped increase the value to their homes. For patios, sidewalks, driveways, or garage slabs, go to nativeconcretemasonry.com.
As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Just Steve's Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, native-owned, bringing us the best coffee that keeps us awake.
I am awake. Hey, we have Arvina Martin on, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin. And Arvina, you are plugged in with our Wisconsin elections. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Well, I'm doing good. How's the weather? I heard Wisconsin got hit and Minnesota didn't.
We got all kinds of snow. I think it is still snowing. I work in my basement, though, so I haven't been upstairs in a little while. But last time I was upstairs, it was still snowing. Yesterday, I went downstairs to start working. It was raining. And then when I came back upstairs, it was snowing really hard. And it was wild.
Wow.
The roads were not great.
Well, what's the weather look like tomorrow? Because we're trying to come in on Friday. It's going to be cleared up by then.
I believe it should be cleared up. It's supposed to stop. All of our winter warnings are done for the evening. So,
well, that's awesome. Hey, let's jump into the presidential primary results. And I know there was a couple other elections too in Wisconsin. Joe Biden, no surprise, got 88% of the vote. And we'd like to talk a little bit about the uninstructed got 8.3% vote. 48,000 votes.
Yeah, that is a movement that is inspired. Well, I don't want to say inspired, but in response to the president's handling of the issue on Israel and Gaza. So, you know, they're upset with I believe especially now with the president's sending more machinery and weapons to Israel, and especially given the actions that just happened recently with the killing of seven World Kitchen volunteers, aid workers, you know, that folks are expressing their dissent with him on that particular policy, and that they're very unhappy and want to make sure that the president sees.
Right. It would be different if they voted for with that Minnesota guy, Dean Phillips.
Yeah.
But they are giving the president a direct message. We had it called in Minnesota uncommitted, and I believe we had almost 45,000 here in Minnesota during the primary.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been happening. It happened in Michigan as well. I'm not sure what other states have had substantial uncommitted. I think each state has different language as to what that kind of vote is called. But yeah, it has been popping up. And, you know, it is an issue that the president is going to have to, you know, deal with as this. I mean, he has to be dealing with it now and you know, is going to have to answer to as the campaign goes on.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And we do talk about this, and we definitely don't want Trump, but we definitely have to give the Biden administration a heads up here that it is an issue. People are not happy, and you can't be happy with what's happening there, because genocide's genocide no matter how you slice it.
Well, and I think that we've gotten to a point where people think that in order to support a political candidate or someone in office, that you need to support them 100% of the time, and that you can't be a supporter if there's something that you disagree with them about. And and I think that we need to kind of remove that notion from ourselves and say, yes, I support a candidate, but of course I'm not going to agree with them 100% of the time on 100% of the issues. And so, you know, making sure that your voice is heard when you do disagree, you know, does that mean that the candidate or the elected official is going to ultimately act the way that you would like them to? It doesn't mean that they will, but that's how our system of government works. That's how our democracy works, is that, you know, we choose people to vote and make decisions in our stead, and we get to tell them if we think they're making mistakes. And that's what part of this process is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good, that's a really good reminder too, because, you know, things have changed in my lifetime. You know, the Democrats in the 60s were pro-war, and then in the 70s, you know, anti-war, and, you know, with the Nixon administration. So you have to listen and be careful about what you're hearing, and also speak up when you don't agree.
Yeah. And remember that these candidates and the people that are serving in a public office are not infallible, that these are human beings that are going to make mistakes from time to time. And, you know, how they act after making a mistake, you know, do they own up to it? Do they try to make, you know, try to make amends for what they've done? Or, you know, how they handle themselves after, you know, realizing that they've made a mistake, I mean, ultimately tells you about their character. And we've got to stop expecting perfectionism, or, you know, or perfection rather, from everybody at all times, you know, and understand how they react to bumps in the road or their own, you know, tripping over their own feet. Like that does tell you a lot about who they are as a person.
Well, we had
We
had the vice president's husband on Native Roots Radio, and then shortly thereafter, the vice president spoke up against what was happening, and then right after that, the president, and then world view and world votes changed too. And now Israel is acting on their own pretty much, but we're still supporting them with with monies and artillery and things that we don't like and shouldn't be.
Yeah, I mean, it's people making the case and making their voices heard. I mean, that is what changes the discourse. So mm-hmm. people continuing to, you know, share their thoughts and their feelings and I do want to say in a way that is not harmful, you know, like not in a nonviolent way, you know, just to, as a caveat there, that continuing that discourse is one of the ways that we move that discourse. And so, continuing to share information, about what's happening, continuing to share thought pieces about perspectives that some people may not have considered, is a great way to kind of grow people's thoughts and grow people's opinions and on this, and because this is a complicated issue, and mm-hmm. the backstory is thousands of years old. You know, and mm-hmm. a lot of people get nervous wading in because there is such a tremendous backstory. Mm-hmm. And the more information people have is always going to be better.
Yeah, absolutely. We only got a couple minutes left in the segment. I want to jump back to the Wisconsin election.
Yeah.
There was a couple things on the ballot that were voted on. Do you recall what those are?
I recall them being garbage. they both passed. They were both poorly worded and designed for the right wing to take advantage of things. And really, that's all you need to know. and there was a lot of advertising, you know, the right wing advertising saying, if you don't vote for this, the NRA will get their way, and to trick liberals into voting for it. And it's very, very frustrating. And and yes, it was both of them were worded very, very poorly, so that people that were trying to look at it and understand what they were trying to vote on were, you know, like I was standing in the little, the carols, is that what they were called? Where you go vote, the little voting carols?
We call them voting booths, but.
Voting booths, yeah. I was just thinking about something else.
Christmas, it sounded like.
I'm going to have to look this up later. Anyways, but I was sitting in the little booth areas and I could hear people saying, what does that even mean? Like, I don't get it. You know, and they do it by design and in order to get something they want. So.
Exactly. Well, in the art of war, one of the things is chaos. And we know the Republicans are full of chaos and they're playing that game. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. We're with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okizi, in partnership with the American Swedish Institute, now until April 13th, off of Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, CEO, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin. And Arvina, before I get going, I want to wish you a happy belated Founders Day for Ho-Chunk Nation.
Yes, happy Founders Day to you and to Haley as well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell our listening audience a little bit about Founders Day. Did you happen to make it to the first powwow lacrosse?
No, I couldn't. I have a I have a lower back injury, and sitting in the car that long was going to be really hard.
Oh no, that wasn't from rollerblading, was it?
No, not roller derby related, but just they think I might have had it for a long time. But yeah. Anyways, Founders Day is related to the work of what was known as the Wisconsin Winnebago Business Committee, that worked together. And I believe they wrote the Constitution and did all the work that was necessary to get the Wisconsin Winnebago tribe recognized by the federal government. And I believe the first chair was Helen Miller Minor. Is it Miller Minor or Minor Miller?
I think Miller Minor.
Miller Minor, yeah. Yeah. So I never realized until maybe the past year or so that our first chair was a woman. And ever since I found that out, I was always really proud about that. That was pretty cool.
And that was back in 1963, so not that long ago, seeing that I was born in 1961.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a picture floating around of that group. I wish we could get someone to, like, clean it up and make it, like, bigger, you know, so it wouldn't be so grainy, because that's a pretty historic picture for us and for our nation. And you know, I didn't know the story about it until very recently. And I think that, you know, that's the kind of thing that our youth should all be getting to know. I think that's something that kids in Wisconsin schools should get to know as well. You know, with Act 31, that is not super implemented in Wisconsin schools, even though it's the law. But, you know, I think it's a really important thing. And it was really exciting to see that we were having a powwow to celebrate this year.
Yeah, first annual. And I'm in New York right now, so I wasn't able to make it. But I plan on the next times for sure. 1963, our elders really were very futuristic and looking forward to the future. As I have been studying the law the last 3 years, it's pretty amazing how things were put together back then that still remain in place and for our people.
Yeah, I mean, their foresight really provided so much for all of us. And it's really a great example of that, you know, that seven generation thinking. I think about how, I mean, just from a financial sense, I was able to go to college and be able to afford it. And I wouldn't have been able to if the nation wasn't there. You know, all the support that I've gotten, not just financially, but from assistance from people that have worked for the nation, but also, you know, relatives and people, just tribal members, you know, we help each other out.
Absolutely. And with our financial helpings, people don't realize, you know, that we're the only government that gives back to our people. You know, you talk about the United States government, they're not giving back money. If the nation does better, we get taxed more. And that's a unique thing that you don't see everywhere, but you do see in Indian country where they give back to the nation, whether it's medical, financial, or whatever. It's good to be Indian.
I mean, and I was thinking too about how when my Gaga was older, that the nation helped provide us with a respite worker. So my Gaga was able to live with us until she passed. Mm-hmm. So we never had to worry about putting her in a care facility. you know, like had it gotten to the, you know, to the point where she had needed to go for like respite, like into hospice or something, you know, that would have been a different story. But, you know, we had someone that was able to come and help us take care of her. So she was able to stay with us longer. And, you know, having my Gaga in my life growing up and into young adulthood was really important. And, you know, is sadly not an experience that lots of people get to experience in the United States these days. You know, the whole nuclear family seems to be the center, and you miss out on so much because you don't get to hear stories about what your grandparents did or like what life was like for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that we had those opportunities.
Yeah, it's so important for tribal nations in general. I know when I turned 60, that was a big deal. And when I turned 70, being a lead elder, that's going to be even a bigger deal. I'm just a baby elder right now, you know. But still, it comes with perks and taking care of your people and taking care of the old ones and the young ones.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, and that's what society should be doing, you know, mm-hmm. taking care of the ones that aren't able to take care of themselves for whatever reason, you know, it makes sense to me.
Right. It does. It really does. And we're blessed to be in a nation that does do that for, mm-hmm. for its elders and the young ones. And I am totally lucky and blessed the help and things that the nation's done for me over the years.
Absolutely. Same here.
Yeah. So, Arvina, let's catch up. We haven't talked in a while. A little bit about Emerge and what's happening with Emerge Wisconsin right now.
Yeah, we are in the middle, not the middle, but we've had our first training session. Our class of 2024 has started. It is a small and mighty group, but we do have some Wangshiks, a couple Native women in our class, which is really great. I think this is the first time that we've had more than one Native person in the class at once. So this is pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about that. We're going to be having our second training weekend coming up where we will be talking about looking at campaigns with an equity and justice lens. So, you know, learning how to look at your campaign to make sure that you are reaching folks that are not just the people that are front and center, the people that are that are asking for everything, making sure you're getting to reach the people that are quiet about things as well. And making sure that you are, you know, accessible to folks that might not always have the best access. So, you know, talking about all the DEI terms that I know are scary to the opposite side of the aisle. But yeah, we're plugging along, and we are training this class up. And the other cool thing is we've got a couple ladies that are going to be running for office this fall. So
Whoa.
They are going to be putting their brand new skills straight to use.
Well, you'll have to, when you do my show as a host, you'll have to have them on and give them some exercise on interviews on radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, so just remind everyone how people can support Emerge Wisconsin and a little bit about it for some of the listeners that are just tuning in.
Yeah, so Emerge Wisconsin is part of a nationwide network, and we train Democratic women and non-binary folks who are comfortable in female-centered spaces on how to run for office. You can go to my website, it's wi.emergeamerica.org. You can find out more information about our program, and you can donate there. And you can find my contact information, or you can right now listen to me say my email, Arvina@emergewi.org. org. Send me an email if you've got questions about running for office. If you want to learn more about running for office or just a question about politics, send me an email and we'll chat.
Absolutely. That's great. And we always look forward to, Haley and I always look forward to have you on because of the great energy that you have. And I just want to give everybody a quick that don't remember that Arvina was the first Native American city council member in Madison, Wisconsin, which is something to applaud and talk about every day that we see you.
Oh, thank you. It was fun.
Well, any last words before we let you go?
I just want, I don't want it to snow anymore. That's all I have.
I agree.
Great. Well, thanks. Thanks so much for being on, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Right on. Arvina Martin, CEO of Emerge Wisconsin. Hey, up next, we got Bob Blake, and we got time to bring Pop Bob on here real quick.
Yeah, bring Bob on.
Hey, Bob, look at that. TC's glowing in the dark. Oh, wow. Bob Blake from Red Lake, welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's the Solar Bear with the Solar News. You know what? Madison is like a big college town. It's just right. A big, isn't it? Like,
yep.
I was just there. I just gave a presentation. I just did a presentation over there on agrivoltaics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Yes. I lived in Madison, and we love Madison. I think Wendy and I would live in Madison if we weren't living in the Twin Cities.
It reminded me of like a big dinky town.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're going to have Robert Blake from Red Lake on next. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and it will be the Solar Bear with the Solar News.
We are Alusa Nation.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Life can be hard. Sometimes it feels like there's no answers, like there's no way out. Hennepin County's COPE Mobile Crisis Response is here to listen and help you find a way through whatever is going on in your life. Call 612-596-1223 for no-cost crisis support anytime, anywhere in Hennepin County. That number is 612-596-1223.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
All My Relations Arts presents Okizi. Okizi means to heal, and the exhibition highlights the healing power of cultural revitalization for Native communities. Okizi showcases prints, mixed media, textiles, beadwork, digital collage, and glass sculptures by Native American and Sami artists. It explores Indigenous communities' active healing efforts through language revitalization, land back movements, and embracing traditional knowledge. Visit All My Relations Arts to experience Okizi through April 13th. More information at allmyrelationsarts.org.
I am Ricky Bedlock of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio. I hear.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Ooh, Wendy got a howl in, too, off camera here. Awesome. Hey, before we get going with Bob, can we mention the roundtable, the artist roundtable that's coming up, Haley?
Oh, yeah, for All My Relations Arts Gallery. They have a fun thing going on this Saturday, April 6th. You can join the Native artists that are part of that exhibition from 1 to 3 p.m. again at 1414 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. This event is limited in attendance, so please RSVP to reserve a spot this Saturday again at All My Relations Arts Gallery in Minneapolis. You can register at eventbrite.com or under allmyrelationsarts.org.
Hey, we have Bob Blake. We do our Solar Bear with the Solar News, and Robert owns the Solar Bear Company and also a Native Sun, a nonprofit solar enterprise. Bob, before we get going on with the news, do you have any updates with what's happening with the land up in Red Lake?
You know what? No, I don't. I'm sorry, everyone. I do know, though, that that's, you know, really getting pretty contentious, especially on Facebook. There's a lot of, I think, you know, social media always has that though, right? But
right.
I think folks are getting really contentious about, you know, what this means for them and you know, what's Red Lake going to do? And there's all these lies going on, you know what I mean? So I really want us to, you know, hopefully, you know, I mean, hopefully everyone that's, you know, at least on the on Red Lake side, just keep it really positive and, you know, just keep moving forward and work through this process, because it's a difficult, you know, it's a difficult transition.
Yeah, like State Senator Mary Kunis said on our show, it's not, they're not doing a land grab of people with mansions around the lake. It's the federally and state-owned land that is being given back.
Yes, exactly. And I think what we have is we have a lot of folks out there that are on social media that are, you know, saying that we're, you know, going to go and take them off their land and, you know, just all this crazy stuff. And
right.
It can't be further from the truth. Yeah.
Right. Some people are paranoid. Maybe that's what they would have done. So the Red Lake tribe's not into doing that and not being good neighbors because they all have to live together up there.
Right. And I, you know, hope that, you know, that message, Robert, that you just said really gets through, you know, to the folks that are, you know, up there and just across, you know, the country that, I don't think Native people, you know, we're not here to, you know, throw anybody off their land or, you know, take the land, although that was done to us, but
right.
You know, we're not here trying to do all that. We're just trying to work within the system and do what's right, you know, and Robert, if I could just say this, I heard this story when I was a kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, that was, like, forever ago in a day. And, I mean, you know, that's how long this has been talked about and has been contested. So, to everyone, you know, to all the listeners out there, this isn't just something that happened this last year. I mean, this last couple of months. This has been going on for, you know, pretty much all my adult life. I know that. All my life.
Absolutely. And I think it's things that need to be talked about and brought up. And I'm glad you had such a great report last week. And I don't think there's too much more that's happening other than maybe, you know, the social media is going a little crazy. And I've had friends that I've went to school with that have cabins up there that are going, can you talk to the state senator? And I'm just going, this is, you got the wrong information here. And there's websites up there that are giving out bad information. So that's why I wanted to bring it up with you again, just to bring it around and the positive thing that's happening, that the state and the federal are giving back the land. It's not they're taking these million-dollar cabins off the lake.
Right, yeah. You know, and I've got family that, you know, live on the lake. And I was just telling them, you know, I was like, you realize if you were, like, up there on that side of the lake, you'd have $1 million home.
Right.
I mean,
with insulation and everything.
Yeah. Do you realize, like, you know, how rich you would be making these bankers and financiers and, you know, all these real estate agents? And, you know, I mean, just think about the system that we've created that creates all this wealth for all these other individuals. You know what I mean? Through land. You know what I mean? It's crazy to think about it that way, though, too. Right.
Well, they're not making more land, so that's the good investment no matter where you are. But, hey, talk a little bit about your experience in Madison again.
I want to say one thing about that.
Okay.
Just real quickly, they aren't making any more land, but I'm just saying, I want to put this out there to everybody. The land bridge over at Rondo, huh?
Yeah.
That's making land. That's making more land. I'm just saying, just throwing that out there. I don't know what's going to happen with all that.
Right.
Hint, hint. But that's something to be thinking about. Okay, folks.
Well, before you get any further, just talk about that a little bit, because we got people all over the country listening to us. They're building talking about building a land bridge over the freeway, which Rondo was taken away from an African-American thriving community to build a freeway here in Minnesota. And also many Ho-Chunk and Natives lived in the Rondo area too.
Yep. Mr. Rondo was married to a Native American woman who helped him secure that purchase of those 40 acres there. So, you know, that there's a connection to Native people there at that spot there. So that's really how it got its, you know, kind of start. And of course, this thriving African-American community was then had an interstate put through it. And this happened throughout a lot of places in the country. And so
it's
a very interesting project, you know, if this goes through. But I see that Native and African-American connection there.
Absolutely. Hey, Robert, we got a few minutes. How about some Solar Bear from the Solar News? I know you're all prepped up, ready to go.
So we have 179 gigawatts of amount of solar capacity installed in the U.S. 4,857,990 systems installed in the United States. Carbon emissions reduced, 44 million vehicles off the road, 22 billion gallons of gas not used, 3.3 billion trees planted, shuttering 53 coal-fired plants, everyone. Let's continue to install solar. Let's continue to invest in renewable energy, and let's continue to save this planet and Mother Earth. That's the news with the Solar Bear.
Oh, wow. You flew by. Well, we still have 3 more minutes to kill. Why don't you talk about...
Okay, I could talk some more about statistics.
Yeah. We're at... we got a few more minutes.
Okay. So the solar PV price decline in the past 10 years is 47%. Robert, this is really an important mark because, you know, we're looking at solar energy being on par with natural gas now as the main, you know, energy producer. So this is ridiculous. This is incredible. Everyone, we should be putting solar everywhere. The stock ranking by cumulative solar capacity, California, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts. I see some red states in there, Robert. Yeah. So this is a nonpartisan issue. I really do believe that this is a nonpartisan issue, and I think folks really do get it, and folks really do want to be able to just, you know, save the planet because it's good for all of us. So I'm at least seeing that this isn't a Republican or Democratic issue. I think it's a human issue.
It absolutely is, and I think the Biden administration's been smart and calculated too about putting up these jobs and things around the country that are helping the environment.
Yes. And Mr. President, please boast, the Democrats, please boast about everything that you've done with the Inflation Reduction Act, because this has been the biggest investment in the entire world in renewables. And it was done in the United States by the Biden administration. I think that's something that we need to boast about and something that we need to champion in this coming election season, Robert.
Hey, well, there you have it. Bob Blake from Red Lake, the Solar Bear with the Solar News. All right, Bob's waving for you radio people. He's saying goodbye. He's waving. It's radio, Bob.
That's the Solar News with the Solar Bear.
Right on. Hey, we're still here. We are the seventh generation here on Native Roots Radio.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.